This is WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM and streaming live at WUSB.FM. And this is Down Home Country.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that my daddy made sure of. And he shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy, he worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field of hoeing corn. Mommy, she'd rock the babies at night and read the Bible about the coal oil light. And everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised 8 kids on a miner's pay. And Mommy'd scrub our clothes on a washboard every day. Well, I've seen her fingers bleed. But to complain, there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling the hog. Daddy always managed to get the money some way. Yes, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we'd done was hard. At night we'd sleep cause we were all tired. I never thought of ever leaving Butcher Holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floors. There's nothing lives here anymore. Except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. This is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. I share Down Home Country with the wonderful Ray Lambiase, so be sure to tune in next Sunday when Ray will be hosting. So if you're a dad, happy Father's Day to you. If you're going to be a dad, all the best to you and your upcoming amazing adventure. And if you're missing your dad today, like I am, may your lovely memories make you smile. That first track, a wonderful recitation from the late, great Loretta Lynn of her Coal Miner's Daughter off her 2021 Still Woman Enough album. Loretta Lynn, of course, passed away in 2022 at the ripe old age of 90. Wonderful, wonderful version of that. Let's listen to Rod Picott. Rod, of course, has performed through Charlie Backfish's Sunday Street series. I had the honor of opening for Rod Picott at one of those shows. Let's listen to Milkweed off Rod's 2014 album, Hang Your Hopes on a Crooked Nail. Then we'll follow that up with more dad songs from Andrew Forche and James Maddock here on Down Home Country.
Fix the coffee. copycat that he broke. They put him in the one suit he ever owned. Combed his hair like he never did. Who's gonna pull the milkweed now that he's gone? Who's gonna cut the dead trees down? Who's gonna sing the gospel song and get the words on?
Finding the means to make ends meet. I've been flat out on my back and back up on my feet, hoping no one else could see. Sometimes the holidays can be the hardest. Just wanna give my family everything. I'm overdrawn, battle torn from the depths of the worrying. I heard an angel say,
"It's okay, Dad, I've got this one. a home. It's okay, Dad, I've got this one."
Funny how your mind plays tricks on where we're supposed to be. I've always thought of myself as a boy and all his dreams. Some they've come true, and some they need more time. Some roll down my face as if to say goodbye.
It's okay, Dad, I've got this one. It's okay, it'd be great if you would play us a song. Write me a poem, you've always given us a home. It's okay, Dad, I've got this one. It's okay, Dad, we've got a home full of love. The moon and stars above, we've got the world on a string. Even if it's from a shoe,
my father the day he fell, smiling through our tears, so proud to be your son. It's okay, Dad, I've got this one.
It's okay, Dad, I've got this one. It's okay, Dad, I've got this one.
It's okay, Dad, I've got this one.
Hi, this is James Maddock, and you're listening to Down Home Country with Mary Lamont on WUSB Stony Brook.
Son, I'd throw him in the air, catch him as he fell, and let him grow his hair. And he'd show me how to laugh and live my life again. And I'd carry him to bed and read aloud to him. And if I had a son, I'd watch him in his sleep, happy in his dream as he lay there in my keep. And I'd wish that I was him and dress him up in blue, put him on my shoulders to see farther than I do. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man if I had a son. And if I had a son, I'd teach him how to throw, show him how to act cool if he said he didn't know. And I'd show him who his friends were and to know what side he's on. Send him off to school and miss him when he's gone. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man if I had a son. If I had a son, if I had a son, I would be a better man if I had a son. Will I see him and me? Will he see me and him? We will grow apart, see each other now and then. And if I had a son, I'd throw him in the air, the way my dad threw me when his brother Mick was there. And one of them would catch me while the other one would throw, Well, that's the kind of feeling I'd want my boy to know. If I had a son, if I had a son, would I be a better man? If I had a son, if I had a son, if I had a son, would I be a better man if I had a son?
Hey everybody, this is Mary Lamont. This is a special edition for Father's Day of Down Home Country here at WUSB Stony Brook. Last three songs, we started out with the wonderful Rod Picott doing Milkweed. Then we heard local artist Andrew Forche, along with his daughter Andy Forche and son Cole Forche, off their 2017 album Tricycle, and that was It's Okay, Dad. And James Maddock doing If I Had a Son off his 2013 album Another Life. Let's listen to the Judds off their 1985 album Rockin' with the Rhythm. This is Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. Then we'll follow that up with more Dad songs from Confederate Railroad and Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard here on Down Home Country.
Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddies really never go. Tell me about the good old days. Grandpa, everything is changing fast. We call it progress, but I just don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past, then paint me the picture of long ago. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say and then forget. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddies really never go. About the good old days. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
before when I was a young'un. I don't remember ever going hungry. Daddy made sure we didn't do without. I went to school with some of these fellas. They had money and I was jealous. I didn't know then what I know now. Daddy'd say you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. It's what's inside that really matters. Daddy never was a Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. I left home right out of high school. Got me a big car, thought it was real cool. Cruising around the old neighborhood, I'd see Daddy after church on Sunday. Say you'll have to go riding with me someday. Just said no, I never understood. He asked me how I bought it. I told him on credit. Daddy just smiled. I'll never forget it. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said something just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. That it never was the Cadillac kind. It took a while, but now I'm grown. Settled down with kids of my own. The more I give them, the more they want. Daddy left us last November. I don't remember him ever looking better. All laid out in his Sunday best. I'm sure instead of all that attention, all he'd have wanted was a few words mentioned. A simple man simply laid to rest. As they drove him away in that big Cadillac with a tear in my eye, I had to laugh. Cause Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Well, just this once, I hope Daddy enjoyed the ride. Cause Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. I know my daddy never was the Cadillac kind.
When from the family Bible, Dad
I can hear my mother softly singing. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble, and this old world would also better be if we'd find more Bibles on the table and mother singing Rock of Ages left for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly singing Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
This is a message from the Stony Brook University Hospital Blood Donor Center. Currently, there is a shortage of certain types of blood, especially group O negative. However, all blood types are needed. We need to rally together as a community to help maintain a steady supply of blood for our family, friends, and neighbors living in the Suffolk County area. Please schedule an appointment to donate blood today at 631-444-3662. That's 631-444-3662. And thank you for being a blood donor. This is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM on your dial and streaming live at WUSB.FM. We're continuing with the dad songs for Father's Day. Last three songs started out with the Judds doing Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days. Then we heard Confederate Railroad off their 1994 album Notorious, and that was Daddy Never Was the Cadillac Kind. Then we heard Willie and Merle off their Django and Jimmy 2015 album, and that was Family Bible. Let's listen to some Cat Stevens off his 1970 album Tea for the Tillerman. This is Father and Son. Then we'll follow that up with Paul Simon and Johnny Cash here on Down Home Country.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Like going fishing, you cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love.
as long as one and one is two. There could never be a father love his daughter more than I love.
My daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still hate that name.
Hey folks, this is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country at WUSB Stony Brook. Last three songs, we started out with Cat Stevens doing Father and Son. Then we heard Father and Daughter by Paul Simon off his 2006 Surprise album. And then we heard Johnny Cash at San Quentin. Johnny's biggest hit got to number 2 on the charts. Guess what was number 1? Honky Tonk Women. That was A Boy Named Sue, live 1969. So let's listen to some Alan Jackson off his 2002 album Drive, and this is the title track, Drive, for Daddy Gene. Then we'll follow that up with Ricky Van Shelton and Conway Twitty here on Down Home Country.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet. In the bow of the stern light, second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, 75 Johnson, electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knife, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. Let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right, straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. These days, our children face challenges unimaginable to us just a generation ago. We adults need to help our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest and keeps them involved. If that something happens to be music, the child will benefit in so many ways. Playing music in school is a great way to make new friends. Studies are showing that kids involved in school music are less likely to get into trouble, and kids who studied music tend to find science and math concepts easier to grasp. So get your kids involved with school music. It's a great way to help prepare them for life.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education.
He was sitting beside me in the passenger seat. As I looked through the windshield at the quiet little street, he was smiling so proud as he gave me the key. But inside I knew he was as nervous as me. And I said, "Daddy, oh daddy, are you sure I know how? Are you sure that I'm ready to drive this car now?" He said, "I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between the lines. 'Cause it's a long, narrow road. Only the good Lord knows where it leads in the end. But you've got to begin. That I'm real, just take your time and keep it between the lines." I was sitting in my chair and I'm sneaking a look at him lying on the floor with his coloring book. Then he called me watching and he climbed on my knee. Said, "Daddy, oh daddy, would you do one with me?" Then I hooked him so tightly as we turned the page. Said, "I haven't done this since I was your age." He said, "I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. Daddy, all you gotta do is keep it between the lines." Oh, we finished the picture and I put him to bed. Got down on my knees and I bowed my head. And I said, "Father, oh father, I feel so alone. Are you sure I can raise him with his mommy gone?" Then the answer came back so gentle and low, in the words of my daddy from so long ago. Said, "I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between the lines. So keep your hands on the wheel. Believe in the things that are real. Take and keep it between the lines. Just take your time and keep it between the lines."
I was very young. I had dreamed my father had passed away and gone. My world revolved around him. I couldn't lie there anymore. So I made my way down the mirrored hall and tapped upon his door. And I said, "Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone that way? Don't want to cry anymore, so may I stay with you?" And he said, "That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because I..." you're safe with me. That's my job, you see. Later we barely got along, this teenage boy and he. Most of the fights, it seems, were over different dreams we each held for me. He wanted knowledge and learning, I wanted to fly out west. I said I could make it out there if I just had the fare. I got half, will you loan me the rest? And I said, Daddy, I'm so afraid. There's no guarantee in the plans I've made. And if I should fail, who will pay my way back home? And he said, that's my job, that's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Someday I might light as bright as he. Woke up early one bright fall day to spread the tragic news. After all my travel, I settled down within a mile or two. Make my living with words and rhyme, and all this tragedy should go into my head and out instead as bits of poetry. But I say, Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone this way? How can I come up a song to say I love you? That's my job, that's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. This is Mary Lamont. This is Down Home Country, and this is WUSB Stony Brook at 90.1 FM and W297BM Stony Brook at 107.3 FM. Last three songs, we started out with Alan Jackson doing Drive for Daddy Gene. Then we heard Ricky Van Shelton off his 1991 Backroads album, and that was his number one hit, Keep It Between the Lines. And then we heard Conway Twitty, 1987, Borderline was the album, and that was That's My Job. I got time for one more dad song here. Hope you enjoyed the Father's Day show, and wishing everybody a happy Father's Day. This last tune is from Paul Overstreet off his 1990 album, So in Love, and this is Seeing My Father in Me. Be sure to tune in next Sunday when Ray Lambiase will be hosting. My name is Mary Lamont. Enjoy the rest of your Father's Day, folks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. And while we were like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road where my daddy took my mom so. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about family life. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed. When I could not take hold of his old fashioned. Seeing my father in me. Yes, that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And I'm happy to see my father.